Good evening. Welcome to ShareEnjoyment.com. I want to begin by acknowledging our host, Jake Wyman, and all of the other Chashuva people who are responsible for bringing us together to learn Hashem's Torah every night of the week. We want to give a shout out to Mitch Green for his technical expertise, being on top of everything that is happening over this bandwidth of our network of Chashuva people who join us, and a special shout out to all of the other Chashuva Rabbanim who joined us in this wonderful endeavor. Tonight we're going to be learning the Refuah Shleima, Avraham Chizkiyahu ben Gluma, who is in need of Rachamei Shemayim. Please ask everyone to have his name in mind. And likewise, we want to thank our sponsor who has dedicated the Shul Zeche Umi'ilu Nishmas, Manish Yitzchok ben Aryeh. May his neshama have an aliyah. This week is Parshas Shoftim. There are many beautiful inyanim in this week's parsha, and I'd like to briefly discuss tonight one specific topic, the topic of Baal Tashchis. There's a mitzvah in the Torah that appears here in Parshas Shoftim. The Torah says, in short, Lo Sashchis. Before that, I'm sorry, the pasuk towards the end of the parsha, it's in Perek Chof, pasuk Yutes, Kisotzur al ir yomim rabim lilochim olecho lisafsa, if you will besiege a city many days to fight against it and to conquer it, loy sashchif es etza. Torah presents a prohibition not to cut down its wood, which is interpreted by Chazal to mean to cut down a fruit-bearing tree, lindoyach olav garzen, to take a barzel, Targum says, barzel, an axe with an iron head, and to cut it down, because the pasuk goes on to say, this is not what your intent was when you went to lay siege against an enemy city. You were there to conquer the enemy. Your intent was not to destroy the food-bearing trees, which have value, and there is no purpose in bringing harm and damage to these trees. Now, this halacha, this concept of lesanshchis, has many dimensions. Meikar hadin, according to the letter of the law, the prohibition of cutting down a fruit tree, a food-bearing tree, applies specifically to a tree. In the Torah, the prohibition according to the law is only to cut down a tree that bears fruit. By extension of this halacha, there is also a secondary halacha. One is not allowed to cut down even a branch of a fruit-bearing tree. That, according to many opinions, is a biblical prohibition. Now, what about destroying food, good food? That, according to most of the Mefarshim, most of the commentators, is only a rabbinic prohibition. The prohibition, according to Torah law, is cutting down a tree. As an extension of the prohibition of cutting down the fruit-bearing tree, the rabbis have instituted that it's forbidden for a person to destroy food that is fit for consumption. And likewise, to destroy utensils, objects, that are fit for use, for no purpose whatsoever. And these are serious halachas. The person has in his possession food that is edible, that is fit for consumption, and does not have anyone available to whom he could distribute this food. It's not so simple that a person is permitted to throw it into the garbage. Baruch Hashem, we live in a society where there's affluence and person has leftovers, and the food is fit for consumption, but it's just not convenient to distribute the food to people who are in need. And the person easily can say that, you know, it's not all that valuable, and I would prefer just to dispose of the food in a simple way. According to the laws of Baal Tashchis, that's not a simple matter. So these are the basic laws of Baal Tashchis. Trees, branches of trees, edible food, and utensils that are functional. However, the question I want to focus on tonight is, why does the Torah present the mitzvah, the halacha, the prohibition of cutting down a fruit-bearing tree in a story? We have here a story where Torah tells us the Jewish people are going out to conquer and to destroy a city. There is a city, and obviously from the context of the pasuk, we're dealing with a city of evil people. We're Shoyim. Whether they're non-Jews, whether they're whoever the situation is, these are people who, according to Torah law, have to be conquered. They have to be either killed or they have to be silenced. They pose an existential threat to the Jewish people. And the Torah says, go to war. And the Torah describes the situation with the terms of Kisotzur Al-Ir. If a person goes out to besiege a city, Yamim Rabin, many days, Vilochem Olecha, to wage war against it, Lasafsa, to seize it, to conquer it, and then it goes on to say, Loi Sashchef Es Eitza. Then it goes on and tells the prohibition. Why does the Torah present this prohibition of Lesashchis in the context of a story? Wouldn't it have been sufficient for the Torah to tell us the law of Lesashchis together with other laws? For example, Torah says, Lesvashel Gidi Bachalev Imo, don't cook meat and milk. Lesashchis eats tree, and don't cut down a food-bearing tree. Gedilim Tasalcha, make tzitzis, but tzemer, but don't, shadneis, don't, you're not allowed to wear shadneis. It would seem to us that this mitzvah of this halacha, this prohibition of cutting down a fruit tree, should be listed amongst other mitzvahs, which the Torah just tells you very carefully, in a few short words, what is forbidden. Yet, that's not what the Torah does. The Torah takes this mitzvah and embeds it within the context of a war, a very unpleasant situation. Why? And in the broader context of why do we even need to know about this situation of you going to war, to conquer a city, to lay siege to it, to conquer it, and there, in the background, as you're waiting, during the siege to conquer the city, you see some fruit trees. No, don't destroy the fruit trees. You did not go to war to conquer the fruit trees. You went to war to conquer the enemy, to conquer the people who are wicked and need to be destroyed. And the trees are not people. The people in this city are wicked and they need to be eliminated. But the trees, the fruit trees on the outskirts of the city have done nothing wrong. They do not need to be eliminated or punished. Don't cut down these trees. Why? Why is the mitzvah presented in such a fashion? So, we would like to suggest the following principle. The halacha of Al Tashchis is not just a simple, basic halacha. Don't waste good food. That's not what the Torah is trying to tell us. It's true, but that's not the focus of the mitzvah. As an outgrowth of the halacha, of course, we know you can't cut down a tree. It creates many problems in halacha. If you want to do construction, you want to build something, even if you have a sukkah and there's a fruit tree that's in the way, it's a very complicated halacha, but it's not what we're really focusing on. Let's look what's happening here in this story. Torah tells us the person is going out to war against an enemy. Kisotzur el-ir yomim rabim. And immediately in this story we come to learn that the plans are not going as expected. When war begins, it's almost always the case, the party involved in waging war thinks it'll only take a few days. this is a slam dunk. We'll just show up, conquer the city. 5 minutes will be done. We'll have achieved our objective, and we'll move on. Right away, it says here in this pasuk, you come to an enemy city, and you can't even get in. There's a wall. And you have no choice but to besiege the city. And that itself takes quite an effort. And on top of that, the pasuk says, Yonim Rabin, it's not going according to plan. You're here laying siege to the city for many, many days. And then it's even worse, there's going to be blood, there's going to be a battle. And your goal will ultimately be to take possession of this city. Let's look at the mindset of the people who are involved in this battle. The people here, they are trained professionals to kill, to obliterate the enemy within. They have practiced, they are trained, they are warriors. And here they find themselves outside the city, and they can't fulfill their mission. And they're frustrated. And they're waiting and waiting and waiting. And the more they wait, the more in their minds does it build up the goal, the need to let out the energy within them of what their objective is to destroy. There is an enemy. The enemy needs to be destroyed. And the people have trained and practiced their whole life to eliminate the enemy. This is a violent act. They have the best weapon. They have the best technology. They have the best strategy. They have skill. But we have to appreciate that in war, there is a violent expression of humanity unfolding before our eyes. And the Torah sanctions at times this is necessary. There's an Melchemes Amalek. And here, this is just a matter of fact. The Torah says, Kisotzur el ir yomim rabim lilochim olecha l'safsa. There's obviously a very good reason why this war has to take place, and the objective has to be met. And it does involve an act of violence. And the human condition is such that when man plans, invests in going through with a certain action, a behavior, and then he is frustrated, he is prevented from expressing what he planned to do, it's a very frustrating experience. And this is not just in war. This situation happens in many different dimensions. Many times in life we plan, we yearn, we work very hard to achieve a goal, we daven to be successful, we practice, we spend years training, maneuvering, all different types of things to achieve a goal. And then when that day comes, when we see the goal is within our reach, it's not so uncommon when there are other people out there in the world who also want to achieve that same objective. And they cleverly advance and win the battle. They take what we feel was meant for us. And here we are left, after all this time and preparation, frustrated. We've prepared. We're energized. We have this unspent energy that we so desperately wanted to let out in a way in which we believe would have satisfied us in a good way. And I emphasize that, in a good way. But then we're not able to do so. Hashkocha Pratis, the Ribbono Shel Olam, has different plans for us. Frustration. It's human nature for a person in their frustration to somehow let out that energy. And more often than not, it's let out in a violent, destructive way. upon people or things that don't deserve to feel our frustration. That's what this pasuk in essence is really telling us. The warriors, the soldiers, prepare their whole life to destroy. There are times when we have an obligation to destroy. There are many pasukim in the Torah that tell us to destroy. Abed ta'abdun es kol ha'mekoymos asher avdu sham ha'goyim Amalek, people or groups of people who pose a very, very great harm to us. And there is preparation to let out the energy of destroying what our objective is. And then what happens? Things don't go according to plan. We're just waiting and waiting and waiting. There is a siege, yomim rabim. And it's human nature to say, you know, we have the weapon. We have this force within us. Let's take it out on the beautiful fruit trees that surround the city. If we can't let out our energy upon the enemy, because they are protected in a fortress in their city behind a massive wall, we'll let out our steam, our energy on the fruit trees. And the Torah says, don't you dare. Torah acknowledges your frustration, acknowledges your pain, acknowledges the energy that is built up within you. But the Torah here is telling you, be careful. The fruit trees are not the reason why you came to this battle. You came to this battle to eradicate evil. The fruit trees are not evil. You have energy. You have frustration. Acknowledged. You have to somehow channel that energy, that frustration in a positive way. But don't let the frustration and pain of not being able to achieve your objective express itself in a way that causes harm to something that does not deserve the harm. You all know a child, children, they want toys, they want to have attention, they want. Children live in a world of fantasy. And when they don't get what they want, it's natural. It's part of growing up for a child to throw a tantrum. What is a tantrum? It is the letting go of energy that the child has built up, that has gone unfulfilled, unsatisfied. Every adult is really a child at heart. And here the Torah is describing this concept in an extreme way. Soldiers in war, building up in their mind the objective of conquest, which involves destruction, l'shem shamayim. And they're not able to achieve their objective because there's a siege, yomim rabim. So let's let it out on something else. And what is an easy target? The low-hanging fruit, the fruit trees. The Torah steps in, don't do that. Low, don't cut down. Low, sashchis es itso, lindoyach olav garzen. Because kiminenu soichal, this is something that is meant for positive, for good. From it you shall eat. The oisoy loy sichrois. Rashi says you have to translate the words backwards. Is the fruit, the people that have gone, that you've come to attack and to besiege, the people in the city are evil. They have to be neutralized. But the tree, is the tree evil? Did the tree do anything to you? Is the reason why you went to war to lay siege to the forest? Of course not. Don't use your frustration of waiting yomim radim as an excuse to let out a behavior that is not befitting and is not proper for a person. This is an idea of trying to elucidate Tzukim, trying to bring out a concept, just to review in a few words. The question is a tough question. There are many mitzvahs the Torah says in just a few words. Like Silva Shatnes, like Savashal Gdiba Chalevimo. Why couldn't we add another mitzvah to a list of mitzvahs without any story? Like Sashchis 8:3. Like Savashal Gdiba Chalevimo. Like Silva Shatnes. Why is this mitzvah specifically presented in the context of a story of going to war and feeling the frustration of having to wait yonim rabin to achieve your objective of destroying the enemy? And the answer we're suggesting is it's teaching you a lesson in life. In life, it's inevitable we, man, will feel a sense of frustration in not being able to express our built-up energy upon the object which we believe will give us satisfaction. And we are warned here, don't let that frustration cause you to make a mistake and express that frustration upon your friends, your family, and upon other objects, things and concepts and institutions that are good, that are a blessing to society. A person has to work on his character and learn how to let out his frustration upon something which is harmless. Something which his behavior is harmless, will not cause any damage or any loss in any way whatsoever. Or better yet, learn how to control oneself, to restrain oneself. I want to thank you all for coming and listening, learning with me. Best regards and best wishes to all. May we all have a week of success, and may we all merit to eat the delicious fruit of the trees. And enjoy the blessing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we say in the Al HaMichya Bracha, Le'echol Mipirya V'Lispoa Mituv, to eat from Hashem's goodness, to be satisfied from Hashem's blessing. Wishing you all a wonderful week. Thank you for coming and have a good night.